Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, November 27th through Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. November 27th, 2020, the Feast of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, my best intentions for the world today are freedom from the coronavirus and truthful exposure of all the voter fraud which took place in America recently. For now, certain precautions must be taken against this rampant virus. Aside from the threat of infection, there is the new danger of the virus becoming a political issue, which it has. There are attempts to stall possible cures, plus the fact that it is affecting the economy and closing businesses. The voter fraud was criminal. The technology which I inspired as a gift to mankind was used to violate the truth. These issues are foremost in my paternal heart as I gaze down upon the world today. I caution you, do not allow the material side of this Christmas season take priority over prayer for these, my intentions." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 28th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, allow me to be the center of your lives. Let all your endeavors be grounded in my will. That is the way to be a success, both in this world and in the next. That surrender of your free will to my divine will is the foretaste of the New Jerusalem. If you are experiencing a trial in this life, surrender it to me by first accepting it. Then stand back and see what I do. Even though it seems my solution is not to your liking, if you know me, you trust in me. I am aware of your every trial. In every situation, I invite you to be patient. My will is all around you. Nothing in nature exists outside of my will. All of time is my will. The existence of every form of life, from conception to natural death, is my will. The soul who accepts that is at peace, for he knows I am in charge. If he trusts me, he is ready to surrender to my divine will. Trust is the first step to surrender." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 29th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The depth of holy love in your heart determines the depth of every virtue. It also determines the depth of your surrender to my will. In your acceptance of all aspects of your life in the present moment is your surrender. Holy love is the foundation of your personal holiness. First, you must surrender to a deepening love of me and your neighbor. Upon this love, you build your house of virtues. The framework of this house of holiness is surrender to my divine will. Storms of temptations, doubts, and distractions whip against this house of personal holiness. But the stronger the commitment to holiness, the more resistance there is to these outside challenges. Every once in a while, the soul is able to look out of one of the windows of this house to see where he has been and where he is determined to go. This gives the soul impetus to continue to make this house of holiness stronger and more impervious to outside forces. Others who see the house of holiness may admire it from afar, or may see where improvement is needed. In such cases, they should help the owner of this house of holiness to improve by adhering more closely to my divine will. I observe very closely the construction of each house of personal holiness. I am the master architect." The note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. "And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 30th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I advise you, cling to Christian values in the face of the influx of lies put forth by the mainstream media. It is important that you do not allow righteousness to become compromised. This country must not lose its identity in the attempts by many to establish a one-world order. It must be one nation under God always. Borders must be maintained. Illegal immigrants must be addressed as illegal. While one-world order is presented as charitable unity, it is really paving the way for the one-world rule of the Antichrist. Consider yourself warned. Those who refuse to listen will recognize the truth too late. The president whom is being thrust upon you, Biden, was not the choice of the majority of the people. He supports infanticide, which is abortion even up to the moment of birth. This would never be the choice of a Christian. This is why you must maintain your Christian values in the face of mainstream compromise. Be a patriot. Ask the angel Glory to help you. Heaven does not accept the lie that President Trump lost the election. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 1st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I refer once again to your personal holiness as a house which you and I build together and share together. As any soul is attacked by marauders who desire to weaken the soul's spirituality, the soul who is unaware finds his spiritual house losing its integrity by outside influence, such as love of wealth, ambition, power, and material goods. These loves are all passing. Love of these passing things is like a flood, earthquake, or tornado that compromises the spiritual house and destroys it. The soul must reinforce his spiritual house by his own efforts of prayer, fasting from his own will, and connecting to my divine will. The more he denies himself, the stronger his spiritual house. The soul beautifies his spiritual house through this self-denial. I must continue with this analogy at another time. To all who follow it, I extend my apocalyptic blessing." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." December 2nd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Continue to persevere in conservatism. This point of view is what your spiritual house must be based upon. Your personal holiness must be constructed on the truth. Otherwise, it is the work of Satan. Keep your personal spiritual house free of what is called progressive. This is merely a departure from the truth. Each soul is called to build a private spiritual house within his own heart. This house is the work of personal holiness. It is heated by the Holy Spirit. Its comforts are a private relationship between the soul and heaven. It is constructed of grace. The stronger its construction through prayer and sacrifice, the greater its defense against doubts and lies. The soul must learn to defend his house of personal holiness by tenaciously clinging to the truth, which is outlined in my commandments. These are the front door leading into your personal holiness. I have given you guardian angels to guard this door and to defend any attack of untruth which tries to compromise your personal holiness. Trust in their guidance. Place the seal of truth over your hearts. I extend to those who listen my apocalyptic blessing. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to by God the Father. December 3rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, as the season of Christmas draws ever nearer, prepare your hearts for the arrival of my Son, just as Saint Joseph prepared the manger. You can forgive everyone who touched your lives as a worthy sacrifice. In heaven, there is no unforgiveness, only holy love. Think, as you prepare your hearts, how peaceful the world would be if everyone would forgive his neighbor. There would be no threat of wars. All the worldly resources I provide would be shared. There would be no dishonesty or fraud. Therefore, each soul would be worthy of trust. The life I give in the womb would once again be revered. No one would hold a hidden agenda in his heart. I would be at the center of each heart. Truth would rule every heart. With truth reigning in every heart, my commandments would once again reign over the world. No heart would be held captive by love of sin. Think of my Son's coming to you on Christmas as a prelude to my Son's return. Then every heart will be restored to righteousness. Politics will not be the source of sin and anxiety. Disordered self-ambition will never again enter hearts. Anger will not control decisions. Truth will reign supreme. Please understand I await my son's coming also. I understand the frustration of the righteous as they experience the evil all around them. To you I say, persevere. I need your prayers and sacrifices more than ever during these times of waiting. Every prayer counts. Souls have never been this needy before. Today, as I gaze upon the world, I see Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Noah combined. Find your ark of peace in prayer and sacrifice. I am with you, holding your hand. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.